on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 6:40. Welcome to the danger zone, man.
Got my Ray-Bans on.
Looking. I'm ready to do my shirtless volleyball scene is what I'm waiting for. So. Yes.
Your shirt's halfway off anyway. You just do the bottom button. That's about it.
That's my favorite movie scene ever. The reason being is you got a bunch of guys shirtless in tight-ass jeans on a hot beach playing volleyball. Give me the worst feeling in the world for 1,000, Alex. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You got to appeal to the female audience in that movie once in a while.
It is a very male-driven movie, but that definitely was one for the ladies in there. You got all the guys. Oh, yeah. You got, what did you have? You had Iceman, you had Goose, you had Maverick, and then you had, what was it? It's Slider. That's who it was. Slider. They're all there. They're all there. Just
shirt off.
So greased up, playing volleyball, slow motion. Yeah. God, I love it.
Now I see a dude with a shirt off. I'm just like, I don't know. This is like last year, a house party, man. There was like 4 or 5 dudes without their shirts on at this party. I'm just looking around. I'm like, what happened to the shirts, guys? What?
There's always, at any house party you go to, at some point, there's going to be 1 to 4 guys that end up taking their shirts off for no reason. For no reason. It's like, okay, wait, what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beers, shirt still on. You hit the 6th, 7th, it starts to...
That's usually when I know it's time to leave a party. I remember one time after a Soil show, we were partying with the guys... afterwards.
What is that?
And they were like, hey, let's go. We heard about this party. Like some listener, some fan of the band Soil after the show was like, hey, we're throwing this party if you guys want to come out. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So we hopped on the bus and we went over to this house party. About 35 minutes into this house party, and again, this was like 2 o'clock in the morning. About 35 minutes in, this guy like comes busting through the door. You could tell he was mad about something. Shirt off. I looked at Kiki. I said, yeah, it's time to go. We're leaving now. So before anything got, whenever you see a guy with a shirt off at his party, just leave. Just leave. It's going
to
turn bad.
What happened to your shirt, man? What happened to it?
It gets in the way when I'm ready to fight. It's like, all right, I'm leaving.
See, it's either that or the shirtless guy is like the most, he just wants to hug everybody.
Yeah.
God, you know, Yeah.
If he's fat and shirtless, he just wants to get on everybody. If he's somewhat in shape or super skinny and shirtless, he wants to fight somebody. That's how it works. So, anyway, we got to keep.
If you're standing on the coffee table as a guy dancing with your shirt off at a party,
go home.
Might need to go get a job.
Yeah, go home. Go to bed. Go home. Whatever you're doing, and just chalk it up as a lose. Okay. Anyway, we got to keep her going. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Well, Brian Johnson says AC/DC are overwhelmed by the reaction to their new album, Power Up, adding that all they wanted to do was make their late bandmate Malcolm Young proud. Well, they definitely did that and then some. He posted a video shot in his Florida home, which he says they're working on a virtual video for the album's next single. Now, if you don't know, they actually did release all the songs on YouTube. I highly recommend you go out and buy it. I bought it. It's amazing. It's in my CD player right now on my truck. Yeah. I effing love it. He said, quote, the thing is, none of us have ever done this before. So it's going to be brilliant standing like a, by yourself miming on a microphone because you know that we're miming and we know that we're supposed to be miming, but still, it's going to be fun. Angus is going to be playing down in Sydney. Phil's going to be whacking the drums in New Zealand. Cliff's going to be paddling away. He might even come up to join me because he's not too far down the road. And Stevie is somewhere in England. I don't know. We hope to put an exciting video together. This is great.
So they're releasing a single
they're going to make an actual music video for a single. So instead of just, you know, like the lyric videos that they've put out with everything, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No, they're going to actually make a music video, but that's what he's saying. So they're not going to be together. They're going to be a social distance, just all virtual. So it's going to be something completely different. I mean, these guys are old school rockers. And now they're being tasked. This is like teaching our parents how to do a TikTok video. It's basically what we're getting to right here.
Did they Have they said what song?
No, no, they have not released what song it's going to be yet. No word on that. But yeah, whatever one they pick, it's going to be baller, man, because every single song on that album is dope, son. So, yeah.
It is exciting. That's one thing that kind of, it was good about 2020, right? AC/DC came out with Power
Up. The one shining example. If we get the vaccine by the end of the year, that'll obviously be more important. But at this point right now, it took till November to get some good news, and that is a new AC/DC album. So
nice. I love it. There you go.
New video coming soon. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1947, the legendary Joe Walsh was born in New York. Obviously, most people know Joe Walsh from the Eagles. He came into the Eagles a little bit later, but he also had a great career with the James Gang. Funk number 49, awesome song. Not to mention he had a killer solo career with, like, I think he had like five albums that were like platinum. I don't know. It's just crazy, man. The guy's guy's pretty. And he loves to drink. He is a he was a very heavy drinker. Maybe not so much now, but back in the day, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good old Joe Walsh, man.
There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.